8:45, but at 8:19, let's go back out on the roads. Andy, we just got our first look at, matter of fact, it's up on our KSL News Radio app right now, a look at what you started to refer to as a lake, now just a puddle.
Well, it could go either way. You can tell it's still lake size, somewhere between lake and puddle. And that's we actually just had a KSL traffic trooper call in. We got to make sure how clear this is. This is the Highway 89 ramp in North Salt Lake to I-15, which will put everyone on Orchard Drive onto Beck Street instead of the main flow. And that's the big delay. If you're in Farmington, you're just fine. It's not affecting anywhere where Highway 89 merges onto the freeway in Farmington. Although you do have some I-15 slowdowns in North Salt Lake. I don't know, maybe people looking for the lake, Eric Butler?
Right now, northbound I-15 was looking good as you head from Point of the Mountain up towards the south interchange. But we do have a couple of little slow spots. One is at 114 south, and then a little bit further north as you approach 90th south. Once you pass the south interchange heading up into downtown, it's a pretty clean drive. Alicia?
Well, it looks like those of you northbound I-15 out of Utah County moving pretty well with no huge delay right now. It looks like as you're heading over the Point of the Mountain, past SR-92, you're going to move well there through things. Give me a point and then into Draper. You're not going to see the slowdowns until you hit about that 114th south area. Taste the difference with this season's freshest fruits and vegetables grown by Utah farmers at Farm Bureau's Farmers Market in Murray Park, Fridays and Saturdays, 9 to 2, and South Jordan Saturdays from 8 to 2. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.